Ender Brady, good afternoon.
Hey, Ollie, good to speak to you again.
Ender, a number of the big companies have come on board and committing to reducing plastic waste.
Yeah, this is fantastic today. So, obviously, it's a huge issue everywhere. We're looking at a situation where there's going to be more plastic in the oceans than fish. It's pretty shocking. But today, several big companies come out and said that they will now commit to cutting plastic pollution. You're looking at companies like Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Procter & Gamble, Unilever, Birds Eye and Nestle, all promising to reduce packaging and increase recycling. And I have to say, this is another big success for Sky's Ocean Rescue campaign, which was launched just over a year ago and has been a brilliant initiative. Just good journalism, getting out there. It's all put together by a colleague of mine called Thomas Moore, who's the health and science correspondent at Sky. Getting out there. If anyone gets 20 minutes today, half an hour, go on YouTube and find a doco they made called A Plastic Whale. I'm not going to say any more about it. Just watch it and have a think about how we use plastic. It has an impact. It has an effect. And it is terrible. But that's big news today. Major companies signing up to reducing plastic waste. It's got to be good for everyone.
Now, hospital staff are being abused over little Alfie Evans.
This is in Liverpool. The hospital put out a statement today calling for the abuse of staff to stop. So anyone who hasn't followed the case, Alfie Evans is 23 months old. He has a very serious degenerative brain condition. He has been hooked up to machines. His family say that he is now breathing by himself. They want him taken out of Alderhay Hospital in Liverpool, which is one of the best children's hospitals in this country, and moved to Rome, where they feel he will be treated better. They've got campaigners outside calling themselves Alfie's Army. Really disturbing scenes this week. Police officers being jostled as people have tried to get into the hospital. I don't know what they think they're going to do when they get in there. It's a functioning hospital. There are other patients in there. There are operations going on. And there are doctors and nurses who need to go about their business without being verbally abused. And the hospital have come out today and just begged people to stop abusing the staff.
And there is a big fight in the pipeline to unify all the heavyweight belts.
So we got this guy in America called Deontay Wilder. He holds the WBC heavyweight title. Every other heavyweight title is held in London by Anthony Joshua, who is a brilliant boxer and a very nice guy, actually. I've met him a few times now, and he is class. Well, last night on social media, Deontay Wilder put out a message. And he retweeted something Joshua had said years ago, that if there was 50 million quid in it, Anthony Joshua would box him. Well, Wilder has said, here's my 50 million, it's in the bank. You want 50 million? I'll fight you. And within 5 minutes, Joshua had tweeted him back and said, let's roll. So I think we will see a huge heavyweight unification bout, probably in London, before Christmas. And it's crucial that in London, because Joshua has said, for decades, British boxers wanting anything were told, yeah, we'll do it, but, you know, you're coming to Las Vegas, or, yeah, we'll fight you, but Madison Square Garden's New York. Well, this time, let's see how they get on in London.
Yeah, let's see how they get on in London. Rumble in London before Christmas. Look forward to it. Thank you, Ender.